from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
So the Olympics have been kind of entertaining. I mean, right now on the TV, unfortunately for Bob, I have golf on because I have to keep it on there.
Yeah, put on the track. Mm-mm. Why? You don't want to give the spoiler alert? Is Tiger playing?
No.
Then who's playing? If Tiger's not playing in the Olympics, is it really Olympic golf?
Yes, because he's not nearly one of the best 50 players in the world.
Now you bite your tongue. Tiger will always be the greatest.
Did you watch him in this year's tournaments?
Well, it doesn't matter what he's doing now, Dusty. It's about the memories that you have of him.
Yeah, heat of the moment from the 913 by Asia.
Yeah, heat of the moment. But also what was redone by Weezer.
Why do they keep redoing it?
Oh, that was the Rains
song.
Down in Africa. They did a whole, you didn't Toto. Like that album? Oh, that was Toto.
Yeah.
You didn't like that?
I haven't liked Weezer's album since the Green album.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this last one where they did all remakes was outstanding.
Pinkerton, Blue album, Green album, done with Weezer.
Do you like the Sweater song by Weezer?
Yeah, it's on the Blue album.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite of theirs, the Blue.
Yeah, the Blue album's the best.
Yeah.
Green album, a little too poppy. Blue album, perfect. Either way, you're not here to listen to music takes. You're here to listen to sports takes. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio. We'll have a debate here in a second, but we're also... kind of watching some characters come to life in Paris, right? Who would have had on your Olympic bingo card that the mascot for the United States would be Snoop Dogg?
I'm
still
that,
trying to get one of those like magnets or whatever, the medals that have him blowing the Olympic ring.
It's unbelievable.
I want to put it on my golf bag so bad. Text line, let me know where I can find that.
That's one you're not going to find.
It's got to be out there.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things like a bottle of Blanton's where they're going to sell it for $1,800, and that's the only way you're going to be able to acquire it, right?
Yeah. But Flavor Flav,
mm-hmm.
like, didn't see his name popping up. Flavor Flav wants to help a Paris Olympian who has a rent problem.
Right.
And now he's going from being kicked out of Public Enemy,
mm-hmm.
being past the Flavor of Love show, shout out New York, and now is doing the Lord's work and helping people out with rent problems. The Olympian, Vanderbilt's Veronica Fraley, has a problem ahead of her in the Olympics debut of the women's discus throw, and Flavor Flav wants to be a part of the solution. The 2004 NCAA discus champion tweeted Thursday, less than 24 hours before she's set to compete in the discus qualification round at the Stade de France, that she can't pay her rent back in Nashville. She has also took a shot at the Vanderbilt football team.
Well,
in the
that's low hanging fruit. Yeah. I mean, when was the last time Vanderbilt had anything with a football team?
Jay Cutler. I compete in the Olympic Games tomorrow and I can't even pay my rent. Fairley wrote on X. My school only sent about 75% of my rent while they pay football players who haven't won anything enough to buy new cars and houses. Enter Flavor Flav, the rapper, reality TV star.
But I hate to break the news to her. Like, I don't want to get real here for a second, but I'm going to get real here for a second. The football team is what makes the money. Like, that people go, even if it is Vanderbilt and they stink, and usually
they're terrible.
Baseball in Vanderbilt, right? People aren't plunking down the dough to go watch the discus. They just aren't. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but this is not an equity situation that we're in. What do you bring to the table? You will be paid accordingly.
But Flavor Flav looks like he's going to help out this young athlete and make sure she can compete in the Olympics worry-free. You love to see it. Things you love to see. The opposite of what we used to do on After Hours. Thanks for listening. The opposite of what a Richard of the Week would be.
Yeah. What would be a opposite of the Richard? Richardette?
No. Dave?
Dave, all right, fine. So Flavor Flav is going to pay her rent, which I think is just tremendous, right?
It's awesome.
Like that's where you win, right? That's where you win. That's where you become a superstar. That's where the American public kind of falls back in love with you. I think that's really cool that he's doing that. He's basically like, you go compete, you don't worry about your rent. Could you imagine being an Olympic athlete and thinking to yourself, I got to pay my rent and I don't have the money to pay my rent. And I got to go out here on the biggest stage of my life, something that I've been working my entire life for. And they're getting ready to put my stuff on the front lawn because I can't make rent. And so I don't blame her for tweeting about it. She has to understand, though, that, you know, football's a little bit different beast now in college than other sports. And guys in football are going to get paid because that is the cash cow and that's where the money comes from.
That would tick you off, though, right?
Yeah, of course it would.
You're good. These guys are winning one game a year.
But what would tick you off even more is if you're a player on one of these teams and you're not getting paid and everybody else is getting paid. Like that, that's where I think ultimately this thing is going to come crashing down, where you Mac the quarterback, you Dusty the wide receiver, you're making money, me the offensive lineman, I'm not getting anything NIL related, and you guys are all walking around with dough and I can't, and I'm not making any money, right? Like I think that's where the thing starts to fall apart. But anyway, that's another topic for another day. So Flavor Flav stepped up, man. Like kudos to that guy for stepping up and going, I got this for you, man. Hey, kid, you go out there, you throw that thing as far as you can. We got all this stuff behind the scenes taken care of. That's what a hero is, man. We talk about heroes and things like that. This guy taking that off her plate so she can go compete and actually live out her dream and not work all this time to go to Paris to stink because she's worried about something back home. That's a cool move by Flavor Flav, man.
Yeah, boy. Texline gets it. He's a William for helping pay the bill.
Yeah. That's good, yeah.
But the debate we can have, and I think this is great because I got buddies that I play golf with. I have buddies that I work with at the other job, and they've all got daughters. You have two daughters. Yeah. I don't know how invested they are in the Olympics.
Zero.
But
everybody thinks like now the girls are going to be watching it. They don't pay attention unless it's on Snapchat.
But there is kind of a debate of who's the best female Olympian athlete of all time. Is it Katie Ledecky? Or is it Simone Biles?
So Katie Ledecky has the most medals, right, of any female Olympian or any Olympian, I guess, right now, right? So to me, it's Katie Ledecky. I mean, you know, you can obviously make the case for Simone Biles, and nobody would argue with you. But, I mean, if we're really getting down to it, like, Katie Ledecky is the one who just absolutely dominates her competition. And she's doing it at so many different levels. And she's, like, 28 now. And she just continues to come back for more. And I think swimming, in my opinion, is a much harder sport to do than gymnastics once you get older because, you know, you slow down a little bit, right? You're slowing down. You're going against competition. The gymnastics stuff, I know they have some team stuff, but the gymnastics stuff is you versus you. It's not you versus seven others, right? Where you're kind of concerned about what the others are going to do, but you can't worry about what the others are going to do. You have to focus on you, and it's you versus you in gymnastics. In swimming, it's not you versus you. It's you versus the field, and you're worried about seven other swimmers that are fighting against you, and you're holding all of those folks off for, what, three Olympics now or whatever she's been in? So to me, it's Katie Ledecky.
Yeah, I mean, what Simone Biles does, I don't think we take into account because we just would never do it or never pay attention to it unless it's the Olympics. But the fact that she's 27 still doing this, they call her the grandmother of the Olympic team, which is hilarious.
Mean, at 27, my God, and I wish I was 27 again.
I was at the side job yesterday. We had it on one of the TVs in the kitchen, and my manager's like zoned in. Like, this is her, like, this is her mecca. Like, she only watches this part of the Olympics. And I was like, it's kind of crazy how they're judged, like with just the minorest of faults, right? Like I was watching the, what is it, the cow bar or whatever, where they have the two handles, they swing around it or whatever. And they were like knocking them for points because their heels were too far over because it affects the balance and that's how they get judged. I don't know if I have an answer to this question. I think the answer is just simply yes. I mean, the way that when Simone Biles went out there, and I didn't have volume on the TV, I was reading the captions, and after she was done with her floor routine, it just said, that should do it, should be over, that's going to be it. And it was, and they won the gold, and they did it again. And then you watch Ledecky do it, and if you judge it by how much they win by or how dominant they are, Katie Ledecky lapped the competition not once, but twice.
That's unbelievable.
And probably the toughest swimming feat there is. This is a 1,500 free, mm-hmm. right? It's just a long-distance swim. And normally, if you're beating your competition by that, that means you're getting out to a heavy endurance start and you're not stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Katie Ledecky and I think Simone Biles both carry the same sort of thing. That is, when they show up to the competition, everybody in the room, fan, athlete, coach, trainer, whatever, knows that
who's
that
winning.
Person's in there, and they know who's going to win, and you have to be damn near perfect to do it.
Mm-hmm. And when they show up to a competition, I mean, obviously athletes don't think this way, but like, don't you just start to think to yourself, like, how do I get second? You
know,
like,
yeah.
How do I get the silver in this? Because nobody's beating Katie Ledecky. Very few people are going to beat Simone Biles. Again, as Miles pointed out on the text lines, like, we're allowing judges in gymnastics, so there could be a biased judge too, right? Like, there's no biasness in swimming because you win. It's pretty simple, right? What if there is a biased judge out there who wants to knock Simone Biles because he or she is tired of her always winning, sure. or it's a Russian judge, or, you know, we had those controversies back in the day, right? That's a thing that does factor in. Personal biases do factor in. And if you're a judge in whatever sport it is, and you may not like that person or you've had beef with that person, you're probably going to be a little bit more critical and your personal biases come in. In swimming, there are no judges. There are no personal biases. It's just you versus everybody else. And it's clear you can see who the winner is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.